Welcome to the Savvy Scribe podcast. I am so glad you're here. Before we start the show, if you're interested, we have a free Facebook group called Savvy Nurse Writer Community. I appreciate you following and listening to me today, and I would love if you would subscribe via iTunes. And if you love our show, can I ask you for a review? Select ratings and reviews and write a review. It's that simple. I would love to read your review, and it helps other nurses like you find our podcast. Thanks so much.
Hey everybody, thanks for listening. After the show today, I want you to head over to thesavvyscribepodcast.com because I have yet another free training. This one's all about how to optimize your LinkedIn profile. My favorite platform for gaining health writing clients is on LinkedIn, and I want you guys to be able to do that as well. So we're going to learn how to optimize your profile. If you go to the website, thesavvyscribepodcast.com, click on the image, you can save your seat. I'm only offering this in February, and it's going to be February 8th. 13th, 19th, and 27th. And it's going to be a live streaming event, so you can ask questions along the way. I'll see you there.
Welcome to The Savvy Scribe, a podcast for freelance healthcare and medical writers who want to start or grow their business. Your hosts, Carol Bush and Janine Kalbach, will help you build a profitable health writing business without having to spend years figuring it out on your own. Now, let's join the conversation.
Welcome to another episode of the Savvy Scribe podcast. I'm Janine. Hello. I hope you guys are doing well. I hope the weather isn't too treacherous out wherever you live. And maybe you're listening to this in the middle of summer, and that's pretty awesome. But as I record this, it is very cold here in Cleveland, and that's okay. We're also winding down as I record this. You guys might hear this later on in the year. We're winding down into the Christmas season and getting all the shopping done and wrapping done. And actually today is a Sunday when I'm recording these, which is out of my batching time. I usually do it on like a Tuesday, but it's so nasty outside that my husband's home, the kids are home, and everybody's just kind of chilling out. So I said, you know what, I'm going to go record some podcasts in the office. And then that's what I did. So my husband's kind of doing things around the house and the kids are just playing. So here I am. Seeing you guys, listening to you guys, engaging with you guys. So speaking of engaging, if you guys want to join in on our Facebook group, we have a Facebook group called the Savvy Scribe Collective. It's a nice area for health writers or aspiring health writers to come to help build their businesses or grow their businesses. Even if you are a brand new writer, come on in. We are, you know, not exclusive to anybody, to any level of writing. We open arms to everybody to help everybody, you know, grow their businesses. So today we're talking about how to handle overwhelm in your freelance business. Do you guys love what you're hearing? Why don't you join me in our group on Facebook? It's a closed group for those that have to answer questions and get in, but it's the Savvy Scribe Collective over on Facebook. You can visit our website, www.thesavvyscribepodcast.com, to also get a link. See you in the collective. Hey there, Savvy Scribes. I have to share a quick story. When my oldest was in preschool, they made their moms a thing that said, "My mom's favorite thing to do is," and my son put grocery shopping. Nowadays, he knows that I actually hate grocery shopping, and with technology these days, I don't have to go in the store at all. It makes me so happy. I choose to spend my 168 hours a week in my business and with my family, not at the grocery store. If you want to join in on my hate for a grocery store, go to bit.ly/ssget10. And that's going to lead you to an application called Instacart. Instacart partners with the local grocery stores and delivers your groceries straight to your doorstep. You guys, grocery shopping takes me 5 minutes to order stuff, and then you get to add favorites so you don't have to add bread to your cart every single time. We know we have to get bread, right? So my driver lets me know if they have to do substitutions at the grocery store, and they deliver the groceries right to the door, and all I do is put them away. I am so grateful for this service. You guys, it's so cheap and so easy to use. If you go to bit.ly/ssget10, you'll get $10 off and I'll get $10 off. Let's support the podcast and support you not going to the grocery store. And Yes, being an entrepreneur itself can be very overwhelming. And I'm not talking about like how you're so overwhelmed in your nursing job and there's a lot of things to do and patients to care for. This is a different overwhelm. And I can speak to this because I still get overwhelmed in my writing business. And then I still get overwhelmed in my nursing job. Things can happen. As you guys know, I work in labor and delivery, and it's unpredictable. It's like an ER. We get a lot of things that are unpredicted, and I'm usually the charge nurse. So, you know, you got to make decisions, and by the end of the day, you're exhausted. So the good thing about the overwhelm in your writing business, no one's going to die. That's what Carol and I always used to say. No one's going to die. And it's so true. And if you get the nursing humor behind that, you understand where I'm coming from that. So these five tips I have for you guys today will help you hopefully tackle that overwhelm. And it could be a strange, changing into the writing world can be a strange career path. There's certain challenges and opportunities within this profession. So I want you guys to know that there is a huge demand for health writers right now. If you haven't noticed out there, I know sometimes it's hard to hear this when you're like, I can't get any clients right now. But truly, truly, as soon as you find someone, you'll understand how in demand you actually are. It's really hard for a lot of writers to get in to managing their workload because they aren't productive enough. They aren't maximizing their productivity. But I hope these tips kind of help you guys. So let's start with number one. Saying no is okay. So many of us have income goals for our businesses this year. And if you don't, you really should. I know even if you're just starting out, you don't even know where you're going with this, but just think about how much you want to make a month or a year or what you can do to supplement your health job right now, whatever health profession you're in. How much do you want to make a month? You know, maybe it's one shift. Maybe it's a half a shift. Maybe it's 3/12. I don't know. Whatever yours is, you need to have your income goal. So with that comes many opportunities, and sometimes that you need to take those opportunities, even if you are filled to the brim. But don't overfill your cup with too many assignments for many reasons. Taking on too much is going to stress you out, and you won't be able to give your best work. You want to be able to use your clients' samples or your clients' work as samples for your next clients. So don't take on too much. I know the money could be very tempting. You might want to take on another client because you're like, oh my gosh, that's another $500 a month. Oh my gosh, that can take over this shift or that shift, and I don't have to go on my feet for 12 hours. Yeah, but can you do it right now? Are you going to take too much time away from your family, away from you, your self-care? So saying no is okay. Know your limits. Learn to prioritize is number two. As a writer, you can be faced with like so many different areas of work and activities. A lot of small and big projects can coincide with each other, along with some personal commitments as well. In an event like that, you guys should be able to prioritize your work. First, you have to learn to prioritize between personal stuff and work stuff. There's no point in wasting all your time working and then not enjoying the benefits of the freelance life. So again, you have to look at focusing and prioritizing towards your different jobs. So look at what you do in life. Look at what brings you joy. What do you like doing? Do you like going outside and hiking and all that stuff? If you do, you're not going to be able to write because, I mean, you can write, but you need to balance it so you can still enjoy your personal things on top of working. And maybe you like to write in the mornings and then take a break and just take a drive somewhere or visiting with somebody. And that might be something you really like to do. I set a goal last year of visiting with one of my retired friends. We visit every couple weeks, and I pen it in my calendar and I make it happen. And that's the joy of being able to work from home and having the flexible hours, is you can do those things. I was mystery reader at my son's school the other day because I can do that. I can go at 9 a.m. if I want to because I was able to plan my life around it. And in the healthcare world, there's no way I could do that in a 12-hour shift. So truly look at your priorities and make sure you take time to plan that out. outsourcing, number three, outsourcing is not bad. So you might think that it's a bad idea because you can't afford it, or, you know, everybody's not doing it. So you think, well, why should I be able to outsource and nobody else is? But if you are at a risk for not meeting some deadlines or qualities being affected, outsource that job. Meaning you might need to outsource social media or your inbox management or editing. Maybe you need an editor, hire an editor, and it will help you. Like, even if it's personal jobs at home, maybe you have a kid's birthday party coming up and it's Thursday and you have two articles due Friday, and for some reason you haven't gotten around to finishing them up. Maybe you're going to hire someone to clean the house so you can host a party. That's outsourcing. Anything you can do that can make your job easier, your life easier, do it. The other thing you could outsource are things like grocery shopping, or, you know, even if you need a babysitter for your kids so you can get some work done. It's okay if it's helping your business grow, or and if it's not taking away from your personal life, your personal commitments, things you enjoy. Number four is don't get overwhelmed. As simple as it might seem, this is probably the most important key to success in building a health writing business. You got to understand that you will get rewarded for your hard work, and that working at this pace sometimes is temporary. You don't want to make it a full-time thing because you'll burn out, just like everything. Don't hesitate to stop some of your hobbies if they aren't essential to you. And that can mean, you know, you're helping someone with some nonprofit organization thing, but your heart's just not in it anymore. It's okay to step back. It's okay to tell yourself that you don't have to do everything. Don't get overwhelmed. You will never see me as part of like the PTA stuff at my kid's school. I think some people are so great at that, but you know what? It's not for me. As much as I want to be there with my kids, I'm there. I have so much fun with my kids, and so many things we do together. PTA stuff? Nope, not for me. And I've been able to tell myself, you don't have to do it, Janine, and be okay with that. Last tip to kind of tackle some overwhelm in your business is plan it. When you have a lot of work to do, it's always useful to plan your days ahead and divide big tasks into smaller ones. If you guys go into previous episodes, you will see a lot of them that have to deal with this, because truly it's probably the number one productivity tip I have for you guys is to plan your weeks, plan your days, because it gives you an outlook for that day. You are in such a better position to complete all your projects when you plan them out. So if you feel like you are so stressed and you can't concentrate, please go back into some of my episodes. Go take a walk right now and listen and try to figure out how can you manage your clients better, your time better, and tackle that overwhelm. Well, that's it for this episode of The Savvy Scribe. This episode is actually part of a live series that I did on Facebook. You could be a part of. I may do it again soon with different topics. So come on over to The Savvy Scribe Collective, and we'll see you there. Until next time. Hey, everybody. Janine here. I wanted to just interrupt to tell you guys more about our upcoming course, Plan, Create, Launch, Land, and Grow Your Health Writing Business. If 2020 is your year to shine, you're ready to launch, you're done in the healthcare world, I want you guys to come on into the course. Right now, I am hoping to launch it by March 1st, and it's well on its way. But if you want in earlier, all you have to do is go to growthlab.thesavvyscribepodcast.com. There you will see everything about the course, what to know, what's in every module, and all about the pricing. So you can get there now and see how to get on the wait list so I can give you updates as we go along.
That's a wrap for today's episode of The Savvy Scribe. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed today's show, we'd love for you to subscribe and leave a review on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. Until next time.
Again, thank you for listening. If you're ready to explore freelance writing as your next PRN job or even full-time, I invite you to check out our Savvy Nurse Writer community on Facebook and visit savvynursewriter.com to help you get started today.